This is the recording of the 9th chapter of Part 3, Literary Trends. Name of the chapter, Existentialism. Existentialism, a philosophical and literary movement, is based on the doctrine that man is alone in a meaningless and indifferent world. He is completely free to choose his actions and is responsible for his own destiny. His actions determine his nature rather than life by human nature. This doctrine is derived from Kierkegaard, Kierkegaard, the Danish philosopher, and is popularized by the French philosophers Sartre and Albert Camus. Other key figures that contribute to the rise and establishment of existentialism as a unique brand of philosophizing are Hegel, Nietzsche, Nietzsche, Heidegger, Heidegger, and Simone de Beauvoir, Beauvoir. In fact, existentialism is not easily definable. There is no single attitude, and there are as many existentialisms as there are existentialist thinkers, but there is a common meaning ground for them. They all pronounce that existence is prior to essence, while the established tradition is that essence precedes existence. What this means for the existentialist is that human nature is determined by the course of life rather than life by human nature. Man cannot be defined by a common quality of human nature, but he conceives and wills himself to be after his thrust towards existence. Since there is no God, there is no concept of man in the mind of God, which constitutes man's essence. Man does not come into the world ready-made. He is simply what he makes of himself and is never made, but always in the making. There is great diversity among existentialist thinkers. Some believe in the existence of God, others deny it, some are optimistic regarding man's existence, others are less so, some emphasize human freedom, some absurdity, and still others the world interpersonal. Even those who take up similar topics deal with them in their individual manner. That is why existentialism is not thought of as a philosophy, but as a mode of philosophizing. Many existentialists rely on fiction, drama, and poetry to expound and elucidate some major existential concerns. But one should not expect to find in a particular writer all the characteristics of existentialism. Some of the most striking expressions of existentialism in literature are the arts come to us by indirection, often through symbols or through innovations in unconventional form. The concerns these thinkers and writers feel close to their breast and brain are impotency, existence before essence, alienation or estrangement, fear, dread and anxiety, encounter with nothingness, freedom, choice and responsibility, finitude and temporality, emotional life of man, authentic existence, failure of communication, that, etc. No single existentialist thinker has dealt with all these concerns with their entire. The writers who deal with these concerns may not be conscious of existentialist theorizers or even aware of the writings of such theorizers. Major existentialist writers deal with the existence of man, which is temporal and finite. Man has to make his existence meaningful in these fleeting moments and engages himself in a heroic existential struggle. He ventures on the journey of his life, confronting the absurd situations of boredom, ennui, fear, dread, despair, anxiety, indecisiveness, and alienation from man. He finds his platform in life crumbling with the awareness that the life he has been living is nothing. In this state of despair, he wishes to die but cannot. At the same time, he finds it impossible to stay, impossible to go back, and impossible to close his eyes to the yawning abyss before him. This feeling of barefness, barefness, and barrenness, inexistence, is increased all the more when man finds himself alienated from himself, from his fellow men, from nature, from cosmos, and from God. He is left with nothing but nothingness. This is the predicament in which the modern man now finds himself. Such an encounter with nothingness generates the emotions of anxiety, concern, dread, and makes the existent aware of death and death in life. Nevertheless, man's awareness of life has never prevented him from knowing about the meaning of life. Though death is always lurking in the horizon, yet it is unpredictable and unfathomable. The certainty of death fills men not with nihilistic thought but with a desire to reassess life. The major emphasis of existentialism is founded on its doctrine of freedom. Man is born unasked in this world and he is cursed to be free because he cannot be otherwise. He cannot escape his freedom, which becomes for him therefore a dreadful responsibility. Existentialists no doubt find it difficult to define freedom, but few themes are nearer to the heart of existentialism than freedom. This theme is conspicuous in Kierkegaard, for whom existence and freedom are synonymous. Freedom lies in facing choices, taking decisions, and owning responsibility for them. For aesthetic existentialists, the burden of freedom becomes heavier because there is no God to give meaning to the universe. In this world, whether God's grace is drawn or withdrawn, man is thrown without moorings and without predetermined meanings and without any set of values. He is free to create meaning and himself by making choices and bearing the burden of responsibility. This chapter is now over.